views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny.
Hi there.
Hello, Benny.
Hello, hello. Welcome back.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back and have the snow be off the roads.
Just a little bit, yeah. Safety first, right?
Safety first. And we're here with Mary Jane. For those of you who are new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. She muscle tests the body to find out where your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance so you can be the best you can be. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, you don't have to live in the state of Washington to be a client of Mary Jane's, as she has clients all over the United States. And today, we have a very, very, very special guest. You know how Mary Jane always says, everybody needs a life coach. Well, today we have Mary Jane's life coach on the show as a very, very special guest. And that person is Dennis Reese. And the reason I say very special, you've probably heard me talk, I'm not that much into horses. I like them, but I'm not a crazy horse person. However, I have seen Dennis at work with horses, and he is a master at what he does. It's extremely impressive. It's amazing to watch and see him transform. Not only, he doesn't do anything to the horse necessarily, he transforms the person. So it's very impressive. He's a very nice man. He's a down-to-earth cowboy and probably my mom's favorite person besides my father in the whole entire universe. So for all you horse people, you really need to pay attention and listen to the show very carefully. And after you listen to the show and hear what Dennis has to say, I highly recommend, if you think you know it all, you don't. Because my mom thought she knew it all until she got with Dennis. And once she got with Dennis, her whole world changed, as well as the horses. So with that, I'd like to introduce my mom. Hello, Mary.
Thank you, Nancy. That was very good. Very good.
Thank you.
And I'm going to bring Dennis Reese on, and then I'm going to introduce Dennis, and then I'm going to tell my story of how I hooked up with Dennis. So I'd like to introduce my favorite cowboy, Dennis Reese.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello.
Hello? What about howdy? Howdy, partners.
He's a sophisticated California cowboy.
He is. Okay, I can imagine.
Urban California, right?
Yeah. Okay, he's at home. He's in his Wranglers that have been starched to the max and ironed. He's got his boots on. He's got his Wrangler shirt on. I'm going to say probably no cowboy hat for the call, but yeah.
Well, it could have. He could have. So he usually has his hat on. Anyway, I'm so excited about having Dennis Reese join us today. And I'd like to tell my story of how I hooked up with Dennis. So it was back in 97, and it was many years before that. I've had horses for a very long time. And I had a horse that was a real challenge. And I had gone to, as a Tennessee Walker mare, I had start following all the natural horsemen at the time that I could in our area or close by to learn more about how to have that relationship with the horse. So I saw people who had a horse, very few who are really hooked up to their horse, that had that special, you know, the horse respected them, they were a team. It was very hard to find. And so I heard about a clinic over in Haines, Oregon, and a friend actually wanted me to go with her. So we went to Haines, Oregon, and it was actually a Pat Pirelli clinic. And at the end of that weekend, I thought, wow, this is what I'm looking for. This is the beginning of getting that relationship. Well, there were no more clinics in the area of that type. However, I was told that there was Dennis Reese was coming in the following weekend, and he was going to be doing a clinic. And it was very similar to the same principles of the clinic that I just attended. So I went home and I was very excited, and I told my husband what I was going to do. The thing is, this clinic was easily 8 hours away, and it was over this long pass. It was quite the ride with a horse trailer. So I went home and told my husband what I was going to do, and he was like shaking his head. And so whether he was going or not, I was going. So he decided he might as well go along with me. And so he took our other horse. We have two Tennessee Walkers. And so when we got there, I really didn't know what to expect. I knew I had experience from my other clinics, but I didn't know how those applied to what Dennis did. So I was really afraid to do anything. So when I took my horse into the arena, my horse basically dragged me in there. She was winning. She was out of control. I was totally embarrassed. I didn't know quite what to do because I was afraid to do anything for fear it wasn't the right thing with what I was walking into. So that was the beginning of my journey with Dennis. At the end of that weekend, I knew, for one thing, I knew I had no relationship with my horse after all I've done. My horse was a good friend, but I didn't have that respect. And I was so hooked after that clinic, that was it. Every clinic that Dennis did in the area, the weekend clinic, my husband and I attended. And then I just was addicted. It was exactly what I wanted. It was learning to be a leader and having respect. And so after that, I was so hooked, I started going to month-long clinics at Dennis's ranch.
You were committed.
I was committed. It was my passion. It was my passion. I loved it. I knew it was like my work. I had the same passion with my work. I love my work. I studied it all the time. I went to clinics. I went to seminars. That's exactly what I did with my horsemanship. And I have continued to be with Dennis through the years. The horse that I had back then, I did 2-3-month clinics with. And being committed meant I could go to these clinics, but on my days off, I flew home and worked, and then I flew back. And I got to do both of my passions, help people and help my horses. So I have one horse that was totally through the signature program, Jake, and he could do it all. We did shows in Las Vegas. We did amazing things. And recently I had sent Rua, my Gypsy Vanner, down to Dennis.
Oh, it's been a year.
It's been a little over a year. But it's like amazing. Rua now he's an amazing horse. He's a ranch horse. He could do it all. He can drive, pull a cart. And so when you have a horse that can do everything and
you have the right person,
yes,
as Dennis has been, to help Rua
and
be
me,
confident,
yeah,
to be the horse he can be. By God, that horse, I swear to God, he's like a dog. It's like he's a lollygagger. When he was at home, it's like, da-dum, da-dum.
Well, we had some challenges down at Dennis's.
He's had a lot of challenges at Dennis's.
So we don't have to go into that, but
Oh, come on. That was the fun part.
Well, I'll go into this because then we probably have to take a break and then we'll get right back. But the big thing is I knew that before I sent Rua to Dennis's, I knew that I did not want to do anything that would because if I did anything wrong, I knew Dennis knows. He knows. And so I tried to be very careful about everything I did. I did my basic ground rules. I followed the program. But I forgot to tell him the day I got Rua and we put him in his little area. And the neighbor had
that was specially made for him.
Yes. The neighbor had a steer that it was in our pasture, and he came out behind the overhang, and Rua was standing facing us behind the fence, and then the steer came up from the side.
Little Petey just wanted to come and say hello.
Yeah, and when Petey came to say hello, Rua, from a dead standstill, jumped over a 5-foot fence. And it was like shocking. And there we stood. And after that, well, Rua was in this corral, in there near Petey. So I never really thought about it anymore. He kind of got used to him and he was okay. Except when I sent him to the ranch.
And we will hear more about that and talk to Dennis after we take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
He's beating this guitar every night, a different town. She follows me around.
Welcome back. Way to go, Benny. Way to go.
Get in touch with my country roots.
Yeah, getting ready.
That's perfect.
Let's cowboy up, boys and girls. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. Thanks to Benny and the wonderful music and all his little buttons. And then here with, of course, Mom, Mary Jane Mack, and our very, very, very special guest, Dennis Reese. I mean, like I said it before, I'm not really into horses. I like them. You know, I can ride not very well at all. People like to just get me on the horse so they can get a good giggle and laugh. But Dennis is absolutely amazing. To watch him, you know, put the horse and the rider as a team, it is truly something magical. And I highly recommend, because I know how those horse people are, super crazy. You got to go. I mean, you really have to go. If you have any fear at all of your horse, you're not sure, you just have to go and spend some time with Dennis, and then you'll really know what a relationship is with you and your horse.
So let's bring Dennis on.
Yeah, you talk to Dennis, Mary Jane. You just talk to Dennis. I'll stop talking now.
So Dennis, tell us your story.
Well, my story is quite a... eclectic opportunity for people to experience change. And that means that I come from a very humble beginning with horses and school, where I didn't like school, but I loved horses. And so I didn't like school to the point where they actually put me into like a work experience program to get me out of school. And the work experience program I was in was working for a horse trainer when I was, you know, a little kid, you know, 15, 14 years old. And that saved me to stay in school along with my love of horses. It also led me to the rodeo arena where I competed in rodeo in high school. That kept me in high school. And then after that, I went on to compete in professional rodeo. And my passion was, you know, bucking horses and getting to the next rodeo. And what fed my passion at the rodeo was me working with horses to pay my entry fees. And so it was really an opportunity for me to travel the country, ride these crazy horses all over basically the whole United States from high school all up to my adult years. But my true passion was the relationship I had with my horse when I was a kid. And I went to work for a horse trainer, and I kind of was shown how to make horses do things. You know, okay, I can get this horse. I couldn't get in a trailer before. I can get him on a trailer. I couldn't get him to stand still. I can get him to stand still. This horse used to run away with me. I can get him to quit running away. But the relationship changed, where the things I learned weren't maybe in the best interest for the horse. It was more philosophy of, we're going to make you do this. And so when I was younger, you know, I had this relationship with my horse, and he loved me, I loved him, and I became a teenager, and right then I was cursed. I was a know-it-all, and I was a horse trainer, and my horses were going to submit to me. So I lost that relationship. And with that being said, I got a chance to be around some pretty talented horsemen in California. And they were doing things with horses that I couldn't do. And I was amazed at what they could get done. In fact, I couldn't believe that what they were getting done in a short period of time, where I was having to do things with horses that I wouldn't want anybody to see what I was doing, that they could do it. I wasn't proud of the fact at all. And so that was my big turnaround when I got a chance to be around, exposed to some really master educators and wonderful stockmen that basically changed my life. And so... that's my story to that point right there.
And then?
And then, that means continue, Dennis. Okay, so.
And then?
Oh,
and
then you met Mom. Let's just cut to the chase.
Not quite.
Well, then, you know, I got a chance. I was invited to go on a tour to Australia back in 89 with a nationally recognized horseman. And this guy, you know, he and I used to rodeo together. He was like a peer of mine, and he had, you know, he had it going pretty good. That guy, his name was Pat Farrelly. We used to rodeo together when we were kids, and he invited me to go on tour with him in Australia. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll go ahead. And at that point, I had my place in Pengrove, at a ranch in Pengrove in California. And I got that place when I was 25 years old. And at that point, I was like 28 years old, there 3 years. And I had all the horses I could ride, had all the horses I could shoe. I was shoeing horses, too. Riding horses, shoeing horses, just working my butt off, and just kind of, you know, living my passion with the horses. And this guy came along and said, well, I'm going to show you a better way to work with these horses. I'm going to go to Australia. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go because I know I'm missing something here. Now I've learned to become a better horseman. But really why I went was that I had a huge fear of public speaking to the point where if you asked me to speak in public or to be on this radio show, I would stammer, I would stutter, I would get nervous. I had no self-esteem, all from my experiences from being a kid. Like, to ask to read in school when I was like in fifth grade and I couldn't read. And these teachers would just humiliate us to the point where we would just shut up. So that was my upbringing from school, why I wasn't the greatest student. In fact, I couldn't read till I was in sixth grade. And finally, a good teacher got a hold of me and recognized my passion and got me reading Western Horseman magazines. So that's how I learned how to read, was reading about horses. My passion has always been about these horses. I was going to Australia to learn to introduce this guy in front of audiences to overcome this fear, and I wanted the worst way to overcome this fear. I really had some challenges up to that point of trying to conquer that beast of public speaking to the point where, should I continue?
Yes, go ahead, continue.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
We're all captivated, Dennis. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, so I got a chance. You know, I said I had this opportunity to go and do this, you know, public speaking tour with Pat Farrelly and introduce them and so forth. But before that, I had some wrecks of trying to overcome this fear. So picture this 20-year-old kid, bucking horse rider extraordinaire, you know, this Hollywood kind of guy showed up at one of these rodeos and said, hey, you got the look, man. You got the look. We want you to be in this next commercial. You got the look. And, you know, to show up this audition, and we'll make sure, pretty good chance you'll get this commercial. I go, okay, well, you know, what's it pay? Well, $30,000 is going to pay for this commercial. I said, oh, man. And I want to, he said, well, you got to read for the part, though. And so I go, oh, okay, I'll be okay. And so I remember the day before, I'm reading all these positive thinking books, Zig Ziglar, Norman St. Peter. I was getting I can conquer this beast, this public speaking fear. I remember going across the Golden Gate Bridge, I had to go to the city for this tryout, and I'm already breaking in sweats in fear of having a public speak. I get to this auditorium, all these cowboys are there, but they weren't cowboys. They had like dippy-doo haircuts, they had pointed-toed boots. They were like Laurence Olivier actors, and here's this cowboy who's going to read this part. So I go walking out on the stage, boom, the lights go on, auditorium full of all these high-profile producers. They gave me the script, and of course I'm shaking, I'm stammering, I'm sweating, and this little producer comes up and says, hey man, are you okay? Just relax, it's going to be okay. Just chill, you got a part, you look good, just read the part. So I started reading the part. I said, gee, I guess rodeo riding's one of the toughest things a guy can do, but once it's in your blood, you just can't stop. And so this is how my part's going. And so I keep going. I kind of collect it. I got a glass of water. I get a glass of water, and so I start again. Gee, I guess rodeo riding is one of the toughest things a guy can do. But once in your blood, you just can't stop. That's why it's my preparation H. It keeps me riding. The next line I had to get out was deal breaker. Helps shrink swelling, too.
Oh,
thank
man.
God I couldn't get out. Helps shrink swelling too. Can you imagine if I got out, helps shrink swelling too, I'd be known as the Preparation H cowboy. I'd be walking on the road and they'd say, hey, Dennis, how are the roids? Hey, there's the Preparation H cowboy. So now, check it out. That was my last experience on public speaking. And I get a chance now to go on tour to introduce Pat Farrelly in Australia. That's the baggage I carried with me to overcome this huge fear of public speaking. Since then, I've conquered that bat. I've conquered that monster with the help of a lot of great people in my life. One of them being my biggest fan, my biggest helper, is Mary Jane. She's here to help you guys live your passion, to follow your dream, to cut loose of all the garbage, the crap that we carry along from childhood. And so I thought I had all that worked out until I met her, and I didn't realize how bad I felt until I started feeling better with her help. She got me on a better nutritional diet that I wasn't too keen on taking care of myself in that realm. I was reading the self-help books. I was reading the motivational stuff. I would go to all that good stuff. I can recite Norman Vincent Peale, for God's sakes. I can tell you about Zig Ziglar. But what I was putting in my system made me feel tired. And so Mary Jane came back into my life after our brief separation. She was one of my top students back in 2001, where I had her featured in Las Vegas on the Strip, riding horses over obstacles with no bridle, doing liberty work, the star of the show in Las Vegas. Then I went off to do these tours across the country. I was chasing the dream, living a nightmare. And Mary Jane came back into my life when I bought this new ranch and got me nutritional balance, where I started feeling better. This is why you guys are probably listening to the show, not about hearing about Preparation H Cowboy. You want to find a better way to feel good about yourself. And so if Mary Jane can share with you about how bad I was in her approach to seeing what was wrong with me, she can share the good, bad, and the ugly, but now I feel pretty good. So if you want to feel better, Mary Jane's your lady.
Wow. Well, I'm just going to throw something in there, Dennis. Not only was Mary Jane a star at that Las Vegas Strip show, but so was my dad.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I just got to put that out there. You know, my dad looked pretty rocking when he came. You know, it was the kind of show that gave you chills because you're sitting in the audience. It was at the Excalibur. You're sitting in the audience, and then comes that you hear the music. Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA, and then they all come riding in, and then you know it's. I still get chills thinking about it and seeing it. They're all writing in, and they're doing their thing, and it was just a really special time to be able to see that and be a part of it. But yeah, I just want to say my dad was pretty awesome too. Okay, with that, it is time for us to take a short commercial break. You are listening to the Mary Jo Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't.
What memories.
What an awesome song. I mean, stand for freedom. Come on. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Benny with the awesome music. And, of course, our very, 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 very special guest, Dennis Reese. And the actual star of the show, Mom, Mary Jane Mack.
So we'll talk a little bit about Dennis and where he was. After we reconnected and I sent Rua down to Dennis.
But you sent Jakey, too.
And I sent Jakey, too. I was sending Rua, and at the very last minute, I'm looking at Jake and thinking, oh, he's going to be home all by himself, and called Dennis. Nancy suggested it, too.
Rua, you can't, you know, he's a very sensitive horse, very sensitive. And I think for him to go by himself, it would have been like, what did I do wrong? Now I'm going away all by myself. So we got rid of them both. See you later.
So I decided to send Jake down, and it was the best thing I did, because now Rue is in the Signature Horse program, and I could go down and just enjoy myself and ride my horse, who's been totally through the Signature Horse program, who is a star by himself. So it was fun. So anyway, it was great. So I have two horses down there, and when I go to the ranch and ride, well, it's spectacular. We'll talk more about that. But let's talk about Dennis and when Rua was down there, and the first time I went down to the ranch after Rua was down there. When you have a horse at the program, if you're out of town, you can go down and you could stay at the ranch. You know, he's got a certain program that you could stay there so many days a month, and that's all included in your Signature Horse program. So I went down to the new Reese River Ranch, which is 630 acres, which is amazing. It's like you're in your own world. Out of all the places in the entire world, I no longer care if I go anywhere except go to the ranch. And so, and you can look it up and see all the spectacular sights that are there. It's just amazing. So the first time I got there, that I noticed Deborah was limping around. She had taken a little spill, just tripped on something, if I remember correctly. And Dennis was hobbling around. And I thought, holy smoke, now I know why I'm here. And so we start talking about what was going on. And I did the muscle testing on them, figured out where they were, what they needed to do, got them both on a program. And started they're just out of balance. They work very, very hard. And they don't stop. They work all the time. They're passionate about what they do. And there's no when Dennis is working with horses, it doesn't matter. He just drives himself and he does what he has to do and he gets the job done.
Well, geez, they live on a ranch. You start at the crack of dawn before it's even light outside and you go until it's dark.
Yeah. So anyway, when we talked about it and got him on the program, and after he got on the program, the deal was You know, it's like what I tell people. It's and Dennis and I have had this conversation. It's like when he has people committed to the program and they follow all his principles and they're dedicated and they do what they're supposed to do without going off track and doing what they think is best, they have success with the horse. And it's the same thing with my program. If they do what I recommend and they follow the program and they get all the nutrition in they're supposed to, maybe do their homework, work on themselves or do some reading, then they're committed and they have success and they get better. It's with my program, it's predictable results. You know, if you do this, then in a certain period of time, you're going to be better. And I've never had it not work. The only time it doesn't work is if somebody doesn't do the program and they're not really committed to it. And I find that because of my work with Dennis and the horses, I've applied so many principles from the program to what I do and how I work with people because it's totally related. And again, it's the same thing with your family, your kids. You know, I have parents that are having all these issues with their kids. Well, the kids don't have a leader. And it's the same with the horse that's out of control. They don't have a leader and somebody that's consistent and can follow through and do what they're supposed to do. So they're all over the place. So what do you think of that, Dennis?
My God, I love hearing what I'm hearing. I would just like to hear some more about this leadership role that you've taken on, because, I mean, you are a leader. When you come down here, you're extraordinary with your horses. You always have been extraordinary with the horses, but I really love when you see the students here, they just gravitate towards you, and you are just a giving soul to help people get better in their own personal life. And so does this system work that I follow with horses? Well, you know, I've been doing it for long enough that I know it works. I know your system works, but how do we get people motivated and inspired to want to be better? And that's where you come along, like this show you're doing, to really help motivate people that there is a better way out there to take care of themselves. Now, I wish I would have listened to you more back in 2001, but of course, you know, we're young, we think we have it the whole world by tail, and we're just going to go ahead and run the wheels off of it. Well, I did run the wheels off of it. I mean, I toured for 10 straight years, 33 stops a year, filming a national TV show for 10 years, and that takes its toll on everything. And if I would have had myself where I feel today, I would have survived a whole lot better in that type of environment. So how I'm living today, you know, we have two ranches here in Sonoma County, about 10 miles apart. And when I first got this property 3 years ago, I tried to do 10 years of the work in, you know, 3 years, and it really, really wore me out. And so Mary Jane appeared. I don't know why she appeared. I can see
Rula. Rula appeared.
They say Rula, but I think there's other forces out there because, you know, I'm a sold-out believer, God, Christ. I am humbled daily by the blessings that I get given, and Mary Jane is my biggest blessing, angel. And I think that would be echoed across the airwaves here, that what she gives here, ladies and gentlemen, is you to really get a chance to listen to that little voice inside you. They're probably hearing right now going, well, maybe I should think about feeling better. Maybe I should think about following my passion. Maybe I should go ahead and get along better with my family. But it starts with yourself. And I'm 60 years old now, and I just can't believe how stupid I was trying to do it all on my own. There's a lot of teachers out there, and Mary Jane is your best teacher out there, ladies and gentlemen, in this realm, frankly, with horses and with her holistic approach to this intuitive deal, what she does. It's just amazing how she can look at you, feel you, talk to you on the phone, and know where you're out of balance and help you out.
It is pretty amazing, isn't it? It's kind of scary in a way, but
it is. It's like the horse deal. You know, people go, well, how'd you do that? Well, you know, we're all given strengths and talents and blessings, and Mary Jane's been given a huge gift, ladies and gentlemen, to really be a healer with people and with horses and dogs. I mean, she has clients all over the world that are searching her out now. And so,
well, you're both very gifted in what you do.
And I absolutely agree. We're together for a reason, and we were brought together for a reason from the very beginning. It was, there are no accidents. I could have gone to a different clinic, but I wound up at your clinic, and it was the beginning of our relationship. And God brought us together, and that passion kept us together for many reasons. And then even though there was a time we weren't together, it doesn't mean that you weren't in my thoughts. And I always knew that we would be connected again. And that just happened to be Rua. Well, God sent me Rua.
Oh, Lord. No, God didn't send Rua. There was a whole story about Rua. But yeah, God didn't send Rua. Rua was supposed to be there temporarily and then leave.
Well, I told my husband that we could take this horse and we could, you know, my husband's been through Dennis's program. We could do some basic groundwork and then we could sell him and we could make more money, is what I told him. Well, after we had him a short time, he says, well, when are we going to get, does he have enough groundwork? When are we going to sell him?
I mean, and I think, in all honesty, my dad knew. He knew once that horse got off the trailer, he wasn't going anywhere. But you have to love Rua. I mean, and Jake. The girls are now gone, but Jake is, I have to say, you have two of the best horses, and especially Jakey.
Oh, I do have great horses.
Jake can still do his routine from when you guys were doing it at Cowboy Christmas. So. Yeah.
So, Mary Jane, this passion of yours, this radio show, you've been doing this for 3 years now?
Probably five.
And people today, do you take up call-ins, too, and people actually call in and ask you questions and so forth?
Yes.
So what's your biggest thrill doing the work you do with people?
It's seeing the results. It's like, I believe that my work is, every day is I'm inspired and I'm giving, it's like when I work with people, it's not me that's doing the work. I have this energy working through me and it's God's work and I'm just directing it. I'm able to listen and help people. And I see amazing stories every day. I see the opportunity for people to change their life, and they never thought they could do it. And they're stuck. They don't believe in themselves. Their life is just going nowhere. And just opening a few doors and possibilities for them changes everything. To see the smile, the possibility, the belief in themselves.
The hope.
The hope, and I always say, it's the same thing. I remember when it was Bob Hoffman, the president of Master Circle, said to me, I was talking to him on the phone, and he said, Mary Jane, who is any better than you? And I was blank, and he said, no one. And that pertains to each and every single person. And when he said that, it just rang in my head like, wow.
Resonated.
So, yeah.
So this is why you have a national radio show, because of what you just said right there.
Yeah.
You just don't say it. You actually live it and believe it, right?
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
Now, when you go ahead and have that passion and that belief and all those attributes, the nutrition that you take only makes it better, right?
Oh, exactly. It's like if you're out of balance and you're your body's so tired, you're not functioning, how can you even think and be who you're supposed to be? You have to have a foundation. You have to have energy. It's all about energy. And when your body's not healthy, there's no energy there.
So just the nutrition by itself is not going to help if you have a crummy attitude.
No, no. It's not. It's like it's much more than nutrition. It's nutrition. It's the emotional. It's the spiritual. It's the total package. When people come in my office, nutritional is one part of it. Winds up to be more counseling and more motivational and more inspirational. It's like people get so much more than just nutritional counseling.
Well, you don't call, they come in, you tell them, you know, what their body says. But yeah, you're right. It's more than that. It's not just taking some pills. It's the whole package.
Change your life. How to change your life.
And well, that's why I'm so consistent, why our two programs really kind of mirror each other. I have, you know, students from all over the world that come out here, and they'll send their horse, or they'll actually maybe even ride a school horse. They want to learn these skills and techniques. And but a lot of times people go, I just want to send my horse there and have you train it. And I want to come and pick it up, you know, a month later or 6 months later and have them all fixed. And they tell me the long list of stories of the problems they're having with the horses before they bring it. And I go, well, you know, I ride your horse for 6 months or a year, and you take him back, and you don't make any changes in how you're dealing with him, I guarantee he'll be just like he used to be in a matter of moments. So,
well, that is so true. You can't send a horse. It's like sending a dog to obedience, having someone else take it, or to boot camp. You can't send a horse
to you.
You have to participate. You can't expect somebody else to fix.
Well, it's more about
the problem. Especially the thing with horses. I mean, if you truly want to bond, you have to show up and do the work.
Well, let's talk about your program, Dennis, because that's what's unique about it. About your signature program now is open, and it's the possibility for anyone to attend. So,
well, how has it evolved? You know, we started off. I started off myself. You know, doing these seminars. From one-day demonstrations to two-day schools to five-day schools. And that was, you know, traveling the country doing five-day schools. And then we started doing some educational programs at the ranch in Petaluma, at Penger Brother. And we would do like a two-day, a five-day, a nine-day, and a one-month school at Penger. People said, you'll never get a nine-day school. You'll never go do a one-month school. We said, well, if people are going to want to do this, they're going to do it. And we actually went and did some three-month schools. And so with that being said, I always had a dream of wanting to be able to have a chance to work with students longer than 2 days, 5 days, you know, 9 days, you know, a month, even 3 months. I wanted to have a program where people can actually stay with me for a year or maybe 3 years or longer where they could just fly in and out, their horse stays here, because usually when the horses go home, life takes in, you're going to do your job, your horse can be put on the back burner, you'll get work maybe two or three times a month at best, and things are kind of like starting over again. Well, my program now I have is set up where I bought this ranch 8 miles from another place, 630 acres, where I could actually have a Disneyland for horses and people. The horse stays here. When you're not here, I keep riding your horse for you, keep helping your horse out. And when you show up, we just pick up where we left off. And so it's a chance to keep learning in a non-pressured-up scenario. You know, I did schools with 25 people in one class. And man, it's a hard deal all day long. Now it's evolved to come down with me, get a private lesson. I'm going to do a group lesson together. We'll go for a trail ride. And we kind of take an approach where if you had like this big old cow in front you wanted to eat, instead of eating the whole cow in one sitting, we do it one bite at a time. And this program has evolved to a spot where people want to come back and stay for another 5 days next month. So I have it set up, people come down like for 5 days at a time, and the horse stays here. And before, at the other ranch in Pengrove, it was a blessing having that ranch. We still have it. We had like a woman's bunkhouse and a men's bunkhouse. We had like 8 people in one room, and it was pretty boot campish. Well, now we have it set up.
And I was there during that time.
We actually have it set up now where it's a little bit more.
Five-star.
it's a little nicer than that. So we have, you know, your own private suite now, and we're giving have great meals, and Deborah's a great cook. And
it's pretty swanky.
We want people to feel comfortable here, and being safe with their horse is worth everything. They want to be safe first, be comfortable here at the ranch. and be safe in a learning environment where you don't feel stupid, you don't feel ridiculed, you don't feel like you're a failure. And we meet you where you're at, and you can take it to any level you want. As high as you want to go with your horse, we'll be here to help you. And so we have people from all different disciplines, I mean, riding disciplines, styles, saddles, horses. So a lot of times you see a horse training, well, I'm just a kind of a cutting horse guy, and we just do one-dimensional training, and that's how it works, and you can do it my way, and that's the way it is. And then we have the Arab trainer, then we have this trainer and that trainer, and they'll have this breed specific. Well, how we do it here is all breeds, all saddle types, all riding disciplines, all ages. It's just we practice horsemanship, we practice a relationship where you can become that leader Mary Jane was talking about. That really is about you following your passion and becoming extraordinary with your horses, almost to a point where you can take it to an art form. So that's what we're about.
Yeah, and I have to say, I think Mom rides more now because in Washington, it's not always a very friendly place to hop on the horse and go for a ride, as we all know, this past couple weeks, and with the rain. So now when she goes down to the ranch, the weather's usually really nice in California. Maybe cold, but it's usually really nice. You can ride. It's not wet, and that's all she does. She focuses on that.
But also, I'm challenged by it. It's like up here, I might ride and just, you know, do the normal things. Down there, you ride, but you're challenged. It's back to doing more with your horse, and it's in again a safe environment, and it's so much fun. I mean, it's just you could ride from 10 in the morning till 5 at night, and you just. It's fun. It feels great. I love to be there. It's the most beautiful place on the planet. Everything about it is extraordinary. And just, I tell you, look at Dennis's website. If you want to be the best you can be, if you want to be a little bit good with your horse, it doesn't matter. Reese River Ranch is the place to be.
And tell them that you want the Mary Jane Suite. She has her own suite down here with her name plaque on the door, the Mary Jane Suite.
Oh. I do. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, God. Give me a break.
Nancy, I told Bob. Do you have your own suite named after you?
Yeah, I know. I showed Nancy. I gave her a tour of my suite last time.
I talked
my
to her.
My TV, my...
I talked to her on we FaceTimed, so I got the tour. No, Dennis, I don't have a suite named after me.
So it's like if you go to Fairmont Hotel, you know, we're kind of like there at the Fairmont. And, you know, they have, like, the Tony Bennett room. Oh, the Reese River Ranch Vineyards. We got the Mary Jane.
Stay in the Mary Jane Macrum. Oh, please. No, but I have to say, anybody, and I've hung around a lot of horse people, and, you know, they're like, oh, I can't get my horse in the trailer. Oh, I can't do this. My horse doesn't do that. And then later I'll say to my mom, I said, they have no freaking idea what they're doing. And these people shouldn't really have these horses. You have to check out Dennis. You have to. It would be the best thing you could do for yourself and your horse.
Yeah. And you know, some people go to dude ranches and go to ranches because they want to ride. Well, let me tell you, if you want to go somewhere and ride, go to Reese River Ranch because they also have horses that you can. If you don't have your own horse, you could have the experience of riding another horse.
Because you keep saying Reese River Ranch. It's actually Reese River Ranch
Vineyard.
Come on now.
Reese River Ranch Vineyard. Yes, because it is now a vineyard. That's right. Then we have to hear that, Dennis.
Yeah.
Our own tasting.
We have our own tasting room. Yeah. So where's it's going to be Reese Mac River Ranch Vineyard. No. All right. It's getting close for us to wrap things up, Mary Jane.
It's been great to have you, Dennis. Do you have anything you'd like to add for the wrap-up?
We love you, Mary Jane, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show. Like I said, I wouldn't be the person I am today without your help. And like I said, if you guys want to feel better, check out Mary Jane. And it's a blessing having you in our life, Mary Jane, so thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting me on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure. So,
thank you, Dennis. Now you get out there and ride that Rua.
So you can give us a call.
Yeah.
Our phone number.
Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah. If anybody would like to call for an appointment, talk to Rhonda, get information about the program, give us a call
at 888-777-4232 or visit MaryJaneMack.com. I'd like to thank everybody for listening today to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Hope everybody has a great day and get out there and cowgirl up.
I knew the stakes were high.